WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Actor Robert De Niro is now director Robert De Niro, too. He's given himself an acting role in his directorial debut movie, A Bronx Tale. But the real star is the actor Chaz Palminteri, who originally wrote A Bronx Tale as a theater monologue for himself and then adapted it into a screenplay. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Robert De Niro doesn't look exactly out of place in this setting. We're in an Italian-American neighborhood in New York City during the 60s, with doo-wop music sung in the alleys and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin on the jukebox, and guys with names like Tony Toupee and Frankie Coffeecake hanging around on the mean streets. If the territory looks familiar, it's because we've been to Martin Scorsese country so many times before. In fact, we've seen almost these very scenes. The story of the young Italian boy torn between the sturdy immigrant values his parents are trying to instill and the allure of the gangsters he sees hanging out in restaurants and social clubs. This time the boy is Calogero, who's played at the age of 9 by a terrific young actor named Francis Capra, and then at 17 by a not-so-terrific actor named Lilo Brancato. All his young life, Calogero has wanted to be exactly like the neighborhood's big kahuna, a slick gangster named Sonny, played by the screenwriter Chaz Palminteri. Palminteri has a great gangsterish look, well-tailored suits, slicked-back hair, dark, smoky eyes, and a thick, thuggish mouth that looks like Edward G. Robinson's. When Sonny starts taking an interest in Calogero, the kid's father, a bus driver named Lorenzo, is naturally alarmed. Lorenzo's played by De Niro himself. And in this scene, he confronts Sonny about the money the gangster has been giving the boy. Clearly, Sonny isn't used to Lorenzo's tone.
First of all, I respect you, Lorenzo. You're a stand-up guy. We're from the same neighborhood.
But don't ever talk to me like that again.
I tell your son to go to school, to go to college.
You don't understand. It's not what you say. It's what he sees. It's the clothes, it's the cars, it's the money, it's everything. He tried to throw away his baseball cards the other day because he said Mickey Mantle will never pay my rent.
He said that to you?
That's not funny. Not funny when your 9-year-old kid has a bigger bank account than you do.
I offered you a job, but you said no to me.
That's right, and I say no now. Just leave my son alone, please.
Don't you see how I treat that kid? I treat that kid like he's my son.
He ain't your son. He's my son.
He's what?
He's my son.
Come on, get the f*** out of here.
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you should be.
I know who you are, Sonny. I know what you're capable of, and I would never step out of line. You could ask anybody in this neighborhood who knows me. But this time you're wrong. You don't fool with a man's family. This is my son, not yours.
What are you going to do, fight
you
me?
You stay away from my son.
Even in that short scene, you can tell that this is De Niro in his solid citizen, ordinary Joe mode, which is to say De Niro at his dullest. Still, maybe that's as it should be, since this is a movie about a kid having to choose between two fathers and two sets of values. And it sharpens the contrast if Lorenzo seems humdrum and Sonny thrilling. The trouble is that Palminteri, the screenwriter, has sentimentalized Sonny. Not only is this shark smooth and attractive, he's also loving and paternal and wise, an endless fount of fatherly advice. In fact, as Sonny's advice gushes on the one hand and Lorenzo's on the other, the audience gets to feeling soaked. This is, in short, a surprisingly wet gangster picture. After a captivating, if familiar, first half, little Calogero grows into big Calogero, and Palminteri's nostalgia takes over. The movie becomes listless. And De Niro's sometimes muddy storytelling begins to get on your nerves. A Bronx Tale has its moments, but I'm afraid we've toured this neighborhood too many times before, and with better guides.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.